We welcome our guests, Andrea and Kanika, from the group Risen. Ladies, how are you?
Oh, we're blessed.
All right. Now, speaking of being blessed, that first project was definitely a blessing for everyone. Tell us about that project and the expectations you put on that project.
Well, this is Kanika, and I tell you, that first project was truly God-given, and he had his hands all over that project, and by no means did we have any inclination or any idea at all that it would take off the way it did, that it would be accepted the way it was, and, you know, that it would just go the way it did. I mean, God was just with us from the songwriting and, you know, from vocals and everything, and we are just so blessed by that project.
Speaking of viewing the city, did you know that you guys put Saginaw, Michigan on the map, the musical map?
Right, even to this day, a lot of people think that we're from Detroit, and so we have to constantly remind them that we're from Saginaw, Michigan, which is north of Detroit, so we're trying to give our little city some shout-outs.
Hey, I'm telling you, you guys have done great. You've got a new project. It's called Risen 2.
That's right. Praise God.
Hey, why Risen 2?
Well, this is Kanika. We wanted to keep it real simple. You know, we had just so much success with the first CD. We didn't want anybody to get hung up on just, you know, one particular song from the new project. So we just called it Risen 2, sort of as a continuation from the first project.
Now, the single, what's that? We've come to lift him up? We've come to magnify him?
Right.
Correct.
Okay. Tell us about that. Oh, that's nice, too.
Praise God. We were in a hotel room gathering some songs from different people, and right now I can't think of the young men's name, but it was, I think, three of them that wrote the song. And as soon as we heard the song, everybody started putting their hands together and just bobbing with the music. And my father was there at the time. He was like, girls, the anointing just spoke to me and said, that's it. So once we got into rehearsing the song over and over, getting a feel of it, I tell you, that has become our favorite song.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, now you mentioned your father. How is it being the daughter of a preacher, being a preacher's kid?
Well, to me, it's the best thing that I could ever have in my life. My father is not only my father, but he is my pastor, and he's our leader that guides us in all directions of our lives, not just with the music, but also individually, you know. So we have that great relationship with our father, and he keeps us connected to God.
Let's talk about the video, View the City. I got one question for you, ladies.
Okay.
And you probably heard it before.
Okay.
How can you move like that with those heels on?
Well, of course, we get asked that question everywhere we go. But, you know, it's just a lot of hard work, a lot of stamina goes into, you know, practicing and rehearsing. And everybody always thinks that we walk around in those heels all day long. But this is Kanika, and I'm here to tell you, we do not wear those 3-inch heels all day long. As soon as we come off the stage, they come off. I tell you, they come off.
Hey, well, you can feel the anointing on that video, and I mean, just feel you just praising God. And it's beautiful to see young ladies just praising God the way you do. Will we see another video similar to that for your new project, Risen 2?
Well, this is Andrea, and man, I have so many ideas for this next video. I hope the record company will be like, okay, let's try. So, but most of all, we just want the people to feel the anointing from their TV.
That's right.
So, you know, we just want God to take our ministry and the level of the Spirit to a new level in people.
What can we expect, or what kind of expectations will you put on Risen 2? Are you expecting it to do better than your first project?
Well, of course, we want it to do better than the first one.
Right.
But we just put everything in God's hands. As we were doing the CD, we just constantly just told the Lord to just have his way and to be able to bless not only the people but us as we sing the song, that we'd be able to live the life of the songs within us, and that it's able to show while we're doing the interviews, as we do television broadcasts, that we do our performances. We just want the Spirit of God to just come through And I tell you, the CD is a blessing. It's in my CD player now, and I'm jamming, I'm crying. And so, I mean, the CD, we have taken it to a new level. Music is totally different. It's very energetic. You have the same ballads. You have contemporary, you have your traditional. So we kept it like the first CD. We just took it to up a notch.
How would you, I guess it's hard to kind of pigeonhole you, but how would you describe your music? Would you say it's modern day traditional with maybe a contemporary edge? I'm not sure. How would you define your music?
Well, you know, a lot of people have tried to, you know, put us in a particular category or try to, you know, describe our music, and all I can say is just God-given. Because like Andrea said, we've got so many different, you know, varieties of music on this project and our first project that you really can't put us in one particular category where it's like modern or traditional or contemporary, quartet, because we do some of everything, because we want to touch the lives of everybody, and we didn't want to leave anybody out. So from young, old, men, women, whatever, everybody can get something from this project and enjoy the Spirit of God.
And finally, Bobby Jones. You guys have been knowing Bobby for a long time. Tell us about your connection with Dr. Bobby Jones.
Well, Risen and Bobby go way back, even before we were Risen.
Right.
My mom used to take us to Bobby Jones, and she'll sit on the front row with her red glasses and just wait for the TV to get on her. And, man, every time we went, we just had an opportunity to speak to him. And so once we got the group together, he always remembered my mom and her red glasses. And so he was like, this lady with the group with the red glasses on? And so we were like, yeah, yeah. So he said, oh, most definitely, I'll do whatever I have to do to get your ministry to where God wants it to be. And so we love Dr. Bobby Jones, and we're going to him next Monday and Tuesday to do a new episode.
It sounds great. Ladies, we just wish you nothing but blessings. Our guests.
Bless you.
Praise God. You too.
Thank you, Anika and Andrea, Risen 2. And we're telling everybody, pick up the project. You will definitely enjoy it.
Amen. Thank you, AJ.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.